Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back now. Bob, are you still there?
I'm on fire.
Okay, you're on fire. So you can stay with us for five more minutes, right?
Certainly can.
Okay. Joe, you're still there.
Yes, Rick.
And you wanted to wrap it all up with the book of Revelation here, huh? What did you want to tell us?
We have a big advantage, being that we know the scriptures, the letters, the prophecies, and them coming to pass. So in light of that fact, I'd like to go to Revelation 6:6. Chapter 6, verse 6. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts. These would otherwise be the four horses or the four riders of the apocalypse, so to speak, that people speak of. And a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley. By the way, those four horsemen were the four hidden dynasties. The four hidden dynasties that operate in any government of the world. Only this would be a one-world government with four different groups over the political, economic, educational, and religious. Religious being the most vicious of all. Those are the four horses. And a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see that thou not hurt the oil and the wine. You know, at this time, this particular seal, this third seal, this is what would be happening. A person would work an entire day, and the results of that work, after he pays all his bills and all his debts, he would have enough money to buy a loaf of bread at the end of the day, and that's all he would have left. You see, inflation at that time would have gone to such a point that the balances in the scales are rigged to cheat.
Yeah.
Which brings about inflation that's unprecedented.
And that really is, Joe, that's really devaluation, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's why we were saying, and I know, Bob, you have disagreed about the timing of the Amero, but if this dollar collapse takes place within a short period of time, don't you see the Amero coming in or not?
It all depends on the situation at the time. Generally speaking, the answer is no. It's possible, but not probable. These people are going to try to keep the dollar alive as long as possible because it's a vehicle they can control and use.
Yeah.
When they're ready to get rid of it, they will. But, you know, just listen to Brzezinski. I think we're looking at a much larger time frame than we had just a year ago. And I think it's going to take them a lot longer than they expected because of mistakes made by their own people in order to try to implement things like the Amero or the North American Union, et cetera.
Right.
Their plans have really been busted here.
Well, that's exactly the way it appears, Joe. Finally, not much time.
Yes, finally, one verse from Revelation 6, verse 15.
Yep.
And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Mountains in the scriptures is symbolic of governments. All these rich men and kings, mighty men, they hid themselves in this mountain, these mountains, which is the one world nation.
Yes.
The one world government.
Right.
You see, that's what all these politicians are doing.
Yes.
They're all hiding in the one-world government, saying, protect us.
And they're not going to find that, are they, in the end?
You see, they're falling right into the proverbial trap.
Right. All right, Joe, we're out of time. Thank you, Joe. Good point.
All right, guys.
Good points. All right, Bob Chapman, if people want to call you, they can do so at the toll-free number, right? All right, Bob, you can do that, and we'll give your email address when we come back. He's gone, ladies and gentlemen, but he was with us for 65 minutes. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams for the rest of the show.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Okay, I promised we resurrected Bob. Bob, you're back, but you were cut off again, weren't you, Bob Chapman?
Yes, I'm here.
But you're here. Now, you here to wrap up, or are you here to stay a couple of more minutes?
Oh, I can. I'll stay 10 minutes if you like.
All right, 10 minutes? Well, okay, that's fine, because you had
Next
so much.
Next time I lose you, I'll just stay down.
All right, stay down. Huh? That's an old song. All right. Well, anyway, one of the things that we got into the housing market here in your forecaster, and one of the other things that, of course, we just touched on, not only health care, but again, energy and oil. And we know what's going on now with the gasoline prices and anything that the oil companies feed the media just pick up and run with it again. Now it's time to reformulate gasoline again for summer driving, okay? And now we're going to see another 20-30 cent increase in gasoline prices for the next few months, probably till the end of the year. Well, you know how fluid that is and how quickly that can change. And, you know, we've had Lindsey Williams on, the Energy Non-Crisis, talk about the whole plan, the 30-year plan of the oil industry and what they'd like to see done by 2008. Let's face it, we have no competition left, none left in oil. We have no real oil industry, for the most part, that can operate in this country. It's been internationalized like everything else. We've been made more dependent deliberately, not accidentally, not by accident or consumption, but as part of a larger plan, no?
Yeah, I think that's so, and that's why And one of the main reasons we went to Iraq and in behalf of the oil interests, the neocons wanted to go into Iran as well, but I don't think that's in the cards, because the big guys at the top are saying, no, we can't do that right now. But once they get their contract signed by Parliament, passed by Parliament in Iraq, they will have access to the 65 new oil fields, of which they'll get the bid contract in most of them,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have to pay anything, they don't have to invest anything, they don't have to hire any Iraqis, they don't have to invest money that they make in the country, and they'll take 30% of everything that comes in and walk away with it. And they want to do, and I get into this earlier,
sure.
They want to do the same thing in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Calderon is going to push for.
Yes.
And he's going to have quite a fight on his hand, because it says in the Constitution in Mexico that the oil business has got to be nationalized. It can't be anything else. And so they're going to try to avoid that by doing PSD contracts, which is the same kind of deal that is being used in Iraq. They want to use it in Mexico to take off 30% of the action off the top.
Boy, I'm telling you, Charles Ponzi would just be embarrassed by all of this, wouldn't he?
Well, I think he would. You know, it's interesting. my mother and father are deceased, but my mother lived across the street from Charles Ponzi.
Is that right?
And, of course, that was back in the early 1900s.
Yep.
And my father lived in the same area, so he knew him as well before he moved to New Jersey. For obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm. But compared to this gang, he was small potatoes. Jesse James looks good. And all the other crooks, my God. I mean, this is international highway robbery without having to pave over the ocean. You know, this is just in-your-face, total and complete plunder. It is plunder of another nation and another nation's resources. And they talked about Saddam robbing his people and his sons. I mean, this makes whatever he's done pale to a frizzle in comparison.
Well, you're absolutely right, and yes, they've been getting away with it for centuries.
Oh yeah.
But now they are just arrogantly out front, in your face. We just don't care.
Yep.
We're going to take it, and if you don't like it, we'll shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
And what's coming down the road here,
mm-hmm.
the extension of this, is if they continue to be able to get their way, people like you and I will not be on the radio. We'll be in some detention camp someplace, or we'll be dead.
Well, I prefer the final option. That's it. Not going to live on my knees, that's for sure. But, you know, these people are pushing, as you say, the administration has moved as much as it can to push for this new police state power with the so-called USA Patriot Acts and all of the torture, the surveillance. And here, you know, the CIA legally, supposedly, engaged in torture. They call it interrogation, and yet they've been involved in these renditions across the globe, picking up people, taking them to places where they're tortured, and then we find that these people had nothing to do with any crime. The real criminals are the people who are doing the torturing, who are violating the laws of other countries. And you know what the Italians just did, and the CIA and the United States government is saying, no way, you're not extraditing any of our agents to Italy to stand trial for their crimes in your country. Pretty nice deal, huh?
Well, what the Italian government should have done is broken off diplomatic relations with the United States.
But you see, now they're so dependent, part of the New World Order, and we have the European Union part of the New World Order, that almost all of the countries now are being brought under that umbrella. So any country that wants to say goodbye and say goodbye to the IMF or the World Bank is going to have a heck of a time doing that, because they've been made dependent on these institutions. This is the legacy of World War II, you see, and this is one of the reasons that World War II was created, and that was to destroy the sovereignty of the nations and bring about this one-world system that we're in now. Are you still there, Bob?
Or did I am.
You? Okay. Why don't you also, if we have another moment, we'll take a quick call. I'm doing all the talking here. 800-313 9443. Not much time for Bob, but you, as you point out in your international forecaster, you publish twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays, right?
Right.
And then you do offer people a chance to call in and get the hard copy and just to get on the mailing list as well. So you have a central number, and it's toll-free. And give us that number one more time.
It's 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188.
All right. Okay. Well, we still have a few minutes, and I'm waiting to hear if we've regained our callers who dropped off when you dropped off, but I don't know if they've called back or not. I'll find out in just a moment. But
I was only gone about a minute.
Well, you left twice, and these people drop off very quickly. You know, if they come on, they drop off. And I don't know if we're having phone problems or not as well, but it's just amazing.
No, this is my end.
Well, we have a few here, too. Anyway, we got Charles in Tennessee back. Okay, he's on the line now. Hello, Charles in Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you got a question for Bob Chapman.
Yeah, I know that. I've got a car radio there, because so I can hear it echoing. I know that toward the end of last year and the first part of this year, it might have been December or January, but for a short, brief time, on ABC and some of the other local stations around here, they had talked about wanting to turn around and, quote-unquote, test the draft system. Now, he had said earlier that he didn't think that we were going to go to a war with Iran, and, I hope that we don't. But with the wars that we've had since Vietnam, why now test the draft system and they haven't before since Vietnam?
Bob?
That was so distorted, I couldn't pick up half of it. Can you paraphrase what he asked?
Well, he's referring to your statements about we're not going to go to war with Iran right now. And he's saying that seems to, not to jive with the plans that have been put forth by the world powers that be. And he asked if in fact that is going to be the case, whether or not we're going to continue to see that or forestall action, and or whether or not that's going to change within a matter of weeks. I mean, that could change, couldn't it?
It could. It depends upon whether there's some act that happens that's not planned upon by either party. But I do think that this negotiating process has been shoved down the neocons' throats, whether they like it or not, and I think that's where that's headed. It could change, but, you've got to change as things change. I thought they'd go in, and then when I saw the negotiations going on, I heard Brzezinski speak again. I know that there's a real difference of opinion between the U.S. and the European Illuminists, and the Europeans run the show. And they're saying, no, that isn't going to happen. And so based upon that, I say there's not going to be a war unless something unusual happens.
And that is a loose cannon, with the Israelis there. They don't care what anybody says. And also, sometimes things can happen, even accidentally on purpose. And once the shot is fired, the bullet is out of the chamber. And here you go. You have a conflagration. George Bush did not send this armada of ships and planes and carriers to the Persian Gulf just to have a picnic. No question about it. No question about that, right?
I agree.
All right. We can't really make you out too well, caller, so we're going to have to drop off right now. But we're out of time anyway, Bob, so I'll let you go before the break. And it's good to have you back once a month. We'll be back again next month in the middle of April, Lord willing. All righty?
Okay, and thanks for having me.
And thank you, Bob. All right, again, www.theinternationalforecaster.com to get on the website. And we are going to take a break right now. And for the rest of the program, it'll be just you and me. Tomorrow night and Friday night, some interesting guests. We'll be right back. Radio Avenger on RBNLive.com with Rick Adams.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Yes, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. How do you follow an act like that, a guy like Bob Chapman, all right? You know, you see, he's been in business for decades, and he's been heavily involved in trading stocks and so forth, gold and silver. My goodness, it's just incredible. What a world of wealth. Now, tomorrow night, we have Christopher Ketchum coming on the program. And he is going to be talking about 9/11 again. That's right, 9/11 and some shocking information that he has put together on the latest on 9/11 and Mr. Netanyahu and company. And I think that is going to be absolutely fascinating. We are hoping Friday night on the program to get an ex-Illuminati member whose name is Leo, and you may have read about him. He's on various forums. He's been on Google. You can look him up. And he has indicated a willingness to come on the program. He's in Europe, and he would like to tell us about his former life and his present life and the Illuminati. This sounds very interesting, doesn't it? Well, we're looking forward to that. And then we have so many different topics and guests coming up. I feel like that fly or flea or whatever in the nudist colony. I know what I need to do, but I don't know where to begin. Well, let me begin here. All right. The other night we were talking about firearms, gun control, and the recent federal court decision outlining the case from the Constitution and the Second Amendment against banning gun ownership in the District of Criminals, D.C. And now, of course, you know, there are so many frontal and side assaults on our Second Amendment, on our Constitution, and so forth. One, of course, that we're being asked to get involved in now has to do with this Representative Carolyn McCarthy. She's a Democrat from New York who has introduced H.R. 1022, a bill with the stated purpose to reauthorize the assault weapons ban and for other purposes. This bill, we're told, would not only reauthorize the Clinton assault weapons ban of 1994, but would ban other firearms this time around, and furthermore make the ban permanent. Now, Congress thwarted the 94 ban to expire in 2004, for multiple reasons, including the fact that federal, state, and local law enforcement agency showed that guns affected by the ban had been used in only a tiny percentage of crimes before and after the ban was imposed. But that doesn't stop. Ms. McCarthy, who, of course, would like to make matters worse once again with H.R. 1022, which would ban every gun banned by the 1994 Clinton assault weapons ban, plus many, many other guns. And I can go over that list if you wish, but, you know, it's the same nonsense. Every gun made to comply with the Clinton ban, guns exempted by the Clinton ban, all semi-automatic shotguns, Remingtons, Winchesters, Berettas, and Benellis, and so forth and so on, used for hunting and sporting and self-defense as well. It would ban them because they, too, have as a characteristic the function as a grip, they say, and would also ban the main component called whatever the heck they is, the receiver. I'm reading. There's so many typos here, I can't even read it. But in any event, that's what we're being fed right now. We're being fed that there were 65 named guns under the Clinton law ban, 19 by name, semi-automatic fixed magazine pistols of over 10 rounds capacity in frames, receivers, and parts used to repair or refurbish firearms. And the importation of magazines exempted by the Clinton ban, banned the sale of legally owned assault weapons with a magazine of over 10 rounds capacity. Blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what you're getting from a cuckoo clock in Congress. And if you'd like to call your representative, you may dial 202-225-3121. All right, 202-225-3121. We spoke with Joe Waldron the other night about this decision out of D.C., and, of course, you know, the Second Amendment Foundation, their sister group of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, also has told us now that Pennsylvania mayor has said she's quitting Bloomberg's dubious coalition. That's right. Mayor Mary Wolf has quit Mr. Bloomberg's coalition against guns. All right, we'll be back. More of that in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. I was just telling you that this mayor in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Mayor Mary Wolf, has quit the New York mayor, Michael Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns Coalition. And that, of course, is just one more mayor. That has withdrawn from this coalition, which seems to be losing quite a few mayors now across the United States. For a while there, it was picking up steam. And now, of course, it's losing steam. And Mayor Wolf happens to be joining a number of other mayors who have had to withdraw from the coalition because of opposition at home. Hey, that's the only thing a politician really understands. They have no morals, no values, no integrity, no honesty. The only thing they understand is phone calls, is pressure, is noise, opposition. And when they get a significant number of people in their district, constitutionalists, whether they be firearms owners or not, but constitutionalists telling them to pull out, guess what? They pull out. So I'm not going to ascribe any lofty inclinations on the part of any mayor who pulls out. It's the right thing to do. And unfortunately, it does take pressure on the part of the citizenry to do that. But then again, what would this country be if it weren't for that? You're going to sit back and let the politicians do what they know to be right when you know darn right well they'll do whatever it is that's popular or what they can get away with? Well, they can't get away with everything. And the politicians are just front men for the banks and the Illuminists and the Zionists and the globalists and the one-worlders who pull the strings. That we know. And speaking of one-worlders and internationalists and globalists, the New York City-based Council on Foreign Relations has now brought about a new member. That's right. You got people like Colin Powell, Henry Kissinger, Rice, and Cheney have always been big internationalist puppets who have been members at the CFR headquarters one time or another in their lives. Now, according to the New York Post, this august internationalist boys network has determined that it needs to freshen its image by adding to its ranks a little Hollywood glitz. And who do they choose? Why, actress, yes, Angelina Jolie. Or Jolie, rather. Angelina Jolie. How do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? She now is going to join, and has joined, the roles of the Council on Foreign Relations. At least one member of the CFR was smitten with the prospect of Jolie's membership. Bring her on, said International Affairs Professor Gordon Adams. No relation to Rick Adams. None whatsoever. Quote, the idea of having Henry Kissinger and Angelina Jolie in the same organization is dazzling, said Mr. Adams, unquote. While an admittedly strange move, the addition of Jolie to the CFR does make a kind of weird sense. Since 2001, the actress who is expected to play, by the way, the role of Dagny Taggart in the upcoming film version of Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged, has shored up her bona fide, her bona fides as an internationalist by serving as a, quote, goodwill ambassador for the office of the UN Commission for Refugees. So how do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? There is hope yet, as they say, huh? Unbelievable. Now, let's get back to George Bush. By the way, you can call in with any comment or question on any subject if you wish. Right now, there's some open time. We very seldom have that. So take advantage. 800-313-9443 is our number. But here we go, just off the press. George W. Bush and the Iraq briefing. Robert Gates briefed the president this morning. He told George Bush that three Brazilian soldiers were killed in Iraq. To everyone's amazement, all of the color ran from Bush's face. Then he collapsed onto his desk, head in hands, visibly shaken, almost whimpering. Finally, he composed himself and asked Mr. Gates, quote, Lord Jesus, just exactly how many is a Brazilian? Answer, it is how many illegals are streaming across the border every month, unhindered by any semblance of controls. Thanks be to Bush. How's that, Mr. Bush? I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen, this is what comes from the White House in Washington. Well, you know, it's sad because we can joke about it from time to time, and we can, have a little bit of levity here, but the fact of the matter is that were it not so tragic, it would be truly humorous. The plight of America, this once great proud nation, before the turn of the previous century, before world wars destroyed her sovereignty, her willingness to be independent in the world, mind her own business, stay apart from all of the adventurism that was perpetrated by powerful banking elitists, and America blew it. America blew it, my friends. by becoming involved in affairs that would lead to the greater evils of a new world order. And that is where we are, the new world order. Al in Texas is on the air right now. Hello, Al.
Hi. I just wanted to talk a little bit maybe about the fiat currency that we have, and that might blow a few holes in the globalists' ideas.
Uh-huh.
Because I think the creation of these vast amounts of dollars out there is going to cause some type of a worldwide panic at some point in the future. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to the world economy, but I don't think it's going to be pretty. And I think that wise men and wise women should prepare for the coming collapse of the almighty dollar, which I think is really the only thing that's propping up, you know, the so-called superpower status of the United States.
Well, there you go. See how we've been all conditioned to think in terms of an interconnected world system? You just said the world economy. Now, really, we shouldn't even be concerned about what happens in the world economy.
No, that's true. Exactly.
We should be concerned about what happens to us,
exactly.
The United States, economically, politically, nationalistically.
Right, but the reality, I think, now is, you know, look, I mean, you know, the 800-pound gorilla here is China. I mean, they use, you know, more cement, you know, 80% of all the cement in the world. They use most of the steel, most of the copper.
The lumber, all of this
everything.
Has been taken,
They're really the superpower. And, I mean, if you take away all the lying that goes on with the statistics in the United States and whatever, I mean, the real economy, I mean, actual stuff in the real economy, I mean, I think that China is probably, you know, much bigger and much more powerful than the United States, because, I mean, you know, they take our numbers and basically lie out their teeth, you know, saying that, you know, people, you know, adding to the gross domestic product by saying that, well, if somebody mowed their lawn, that would be $40 on the gross domestic product, and they, you know, multiply that by 300 million or something of that nature, some stupidity like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I think the dollar is going to collapse. I think it's one of the last. Well, I think, you know, that our military, obviously, you know, anybody can take a look here and see that, you know, maybe, what, 1,500, 2,000 insurgents are holding down the entire military power of the United States of America. And, you know, that it's unfortunately, the military today is more politically correct than it is militarily capable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're seeing, you know, these Humvees and whatever cruising around over there in Iraq just being blown to smithereens. So obviously the military of the United States does not have the capability that it used to. And I think that's one of the legs of the stool under the dollar, which is has recently been kicked out. So, you know, the only thing that I can see now that's keeping up the, you know, the superpower status of the United States is the dollar, and I think that China, who is really a, you know, pretty big enemy of the United States, is going to throw us a curveball there when they decide to dump some of their trillions and trillions of dollars. They have.
Well, that's the plan. The plan is to make China the and Russia, by the way, the new, once again, enemies of the United States, because China, as you probably know through history, was betrayed deliberately and intentionally by the Truman administration to the communists. And that was one of the other side effects of the war, was the betrayal also of China in addition to Europe. And what we are facing today now is a monstrous enemy that is a total dictatorship. I don't care what they want you to believe. It is a dictatorship. It is still a brutal regime. And we have Taiwan. We have Japan. We have all these tiny nations that are, you know, that are threatened now by the technology that the United States has transferred to Red China.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Well, it's treason. You see, it was done deliberately.
I know. And unfortunately, you know, it's going to come home to roost. I think that we're coming to the point now, because I don't know if you're familiar with the peak oil
Yes.
Situation.
And that's a hoax as well, peak oil. There is no such thing.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, maybe it's a hoax, but I think the reality here is that, you know, oil prices are going to continue to rise. And, you know, 40% of all crude oil travels through the Straits of Hormuz.
That's it.
Okay, and most, and let's just be real, the Persian Gulf is the gas station of the world.
Yep.
And consequently, you know, we're over there bumbling and bungling around.
But that's
there.
The whole plan, is to create these choke points, to create these interdependencies that we have in the world today when we don't need any of it.
Well, let me
tell
you,
this country is totally self-sufficient if it were able to kick out the influence of the globalists and then mind its own business. We would be able to take care of all of our needs.
Yeah, we need to stick to the Constitution of the United
States. That's it.
Yeah, you know, the founding fathers, they put it down on paper, and you know, they were a bunch of smart guys. And
well, they learned history. They
exactly.
knew
exactly. They were
what
historians.
Was going on.
That's right.
That's
they were historians. And unfortunately, though, I think what's going to happen here in the Middle East is going to make 1973, I don't know if you remember all the cars.
Oh, yes. I was there. I was handing out literature, telling people who the real enemy was.
Yes. Well, I think I remember it. We were playing football when I was a kid, and at the gas station at the end of the street, I remember, like, gas was like 29 cents. And then it shot up to like 90 cents or a buck.
Yep.
And
yep.
nobody could even get gas. And I think this is going to be even worse than that.
That's right. We had the rationing system in effect.
Yes, absolutely.
And we were out there, long lines at gas stations, and people were blaming the Arabs. Oh, yeah. Nope, it's your government. It's the government in Washington that did this. Kissinger was right in the middle of the whole thing, but it was your government that made all this dependency possible. We don't need Saudi oil. We don't need Iraqi oil. But the big oil men want it. They want to control the whole world market.
Well,
that's the whole idea.
I think right now, though, if we have a 73 type event, it's going to kick the stool right out of this.
Oh, it has to now.
It's going to kick this fiat money thing right out.
Right.
And hopefully people have prepared themselves.
Well, that's the key, isn't it? To prepare and to get into the Word and to do the things that need to be done economically and spiritually. That's important.
That's true.
All right, Al. Thank you very much.
Good talking to you.
Thanks for your comments. Let's see. We have, let's read this first. There are three thoughts that I want you to ponder before we get back to the phone. Cows, the Constitution, and the Ten Commandments. Is it just me, or does anyone also find it amazing that our government can track a single cow born in Canada almost 3 years ago right to the stall where she sleeps in the state of Washington? And they tracked her calves to their stalls, but they are unable to locate 11 million illegal aliens wandering around our nation. Maybe we should give each of them a cow. All right, how about the Constitution? Huh? Well, they keep talking about drafting a constitution for Iraq. Why don't we just give them ours? It was written by a lot of really smart guys, as Al just said, and it worked for over 200 years, and we're not using it anymore. And finally, the Ten Commandments. The real reason that we can't have the Ten Commandments posted in our courthouses is this. You cannot post, "Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not lie," in a building full of lawyers, judges, and politicians. It creates a hostile work environment. How do you like that, huh? No, those are not my original thoughts, but here you have them right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. What do you think about that, Joe? Joe's back. Hello, Joe. You wanted to come back on the air. Hi, Joe. Are you there, Joe?
I'm here, buddy.
did you hear what I just said?
Yes, you're right on target.
The cows.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely, they are convicted by it.
Yep. How would you like to imagine working in an environment like that? You know, with a bunch of liars, adulterers, thieves, and criminals. My goodness, you can't post those commandments up there. Creates a hostile work environment.
Yes, it definitely striking a nerve.
Yes. What did you want to add, Joe?
Just a couple of quick things, Rick. The Bermuda Triangle that was in the news today.
Yes.
I'm referring to a submarine that was lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to pass this on for those that understand that there are different dimensions. And a lapse of time sometimes is because you're in a different dimension. Enough said on that matter. The president was walking today in the Mayan with the Mayan leaders through the ruins of the Mayan countries, the Mayan, the ancient Mayan ruins.
Yep.
It's interesting that the king line, which is of Judah, Jeremiah the prophet.
Oh, you're going to have to hold that thought, Joe, and we'll get to it right after the break, okay?
Right.
And then we'll have time for Terry. We'll take Terry too, in Texas. Stay tuned. Uncensored Radio, Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
All right, we're back, and to wrap up with Joe. Joe, you mentioned the meeting in the Mayan area, yes?
Yes. You know that the Mayan, the Assyrian, and the Egyptian calendars all started at the same time.
Yes.
There's a definite connection there. And the king line of Judah was always admonished by the Heavenly Father not to go into Egypt, which includes Mayan and Assyrian. Not to go into Egypt. And I'm going to quote from Jeremiah 42:19.
The Lord had said concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah, Judah is the king line now, it's of the Anglo-Saxon nations of the world, if you will. Go ye not into Egypt. That's a quote. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day. When you go to Egypt or their tributaries, that is for your admonishment. Now, not that I'm saying it. I'm quoting from Jeremiah 42:19. The Father said it. And, you know, it's interesting, Rick, in the Rhode Island legislature today, members are trying to pass a bill to make Providence, Rhode Island, a city of refuge for illegal aliens.
Sanctuary city, yes.
Sanctuary city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an interesting contrast with the president being in the Mayan ruins and the legislature trying to make Rhode Island, Providence, a city for refuge of aliens.
Roger Williams is turning over right now. It is disgraceful and disgusting, but thank goodness opposition is mounting.
But you see, don't go into Egypt for help. Go to the Heavenly Father. Go
direct. That's good advice. Amen. Thank you, Joe, for coming back on. Appreciate it. And let's take Terry in Texas now. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Rick. You know, I was just thinking that it's amazing. Every day it seems like I'm getting new revelations as to the insidiousness, the conditioning and the manipulation that has been it's taking place right now and has taken place in the past. I didn't know whether to cite something I noticed that took place in the past or cite something that has taken place that's going to take place in the future. I guess I'll talk about the past one. One of the things is I do is I buy houses, I rehab them, and I sell them. And then I, from time to time, I do some contracting.
Yeah.
And I subscribe to a couple magazines. I have several different trade magazines. I think one of them is Fine Home Building. And it was about 6 months ago or a year ago. They had an issue in there, and they had showed the issue was about, it was a big article about, you know, dangers, hazards on the job, primarily relating to using saws. And they had pictures of guys in this journal of or what this magazine I was looking at, and they were so bad, Rick. I mean, you almost like had to, as you turn the page, you just kind of had to flip and just kind of like blink your eye and then put the page back.
Mm-hmm.
And that one guy ripped open his he was trying to cut a board, and he ripped open his thigh because he was using it to brace the board. Another guy had a table saw, and he was cleaning the top off, and he had the vac on. He didn't realize the saw was on and took his hand off. Because it was covered in dust.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, in this war, you know, you think about, look how we've been manipulated in all this. That there, you know, here they've put these graphic photos in this magazine, and we've got this war. Have they published any of these kind of graphic magazines that would make you want to turn from looking at the
no.
newspaper about what's taking place in this war?
No, they haven't. They haven't. You're very perceptive, very good points. But we're out of time right now, Terry. And thank you for that. Appreciate it. We get you in. Tomorrow night, we're going to be talking to a reporter for Counterpunch Magazine, Mr. Christopher Ketchum. He has a report on 9/11 that'll shake you up some more. Join us 9 o'clock Central tomorrow night right here on rbnlive.com. Spread the word. Rick Adams. Till then, Lord willing, good night and God bless.